popular African proverb says, it is unwise to be thirsty where there is abundance of water. But then, is it all water that is safe for drinking? You see, long time ago, the major cause of many sailors' death is that they die of thirst. And in their case, the water isn't really healthy for drinking. In fact, it is poisonous to drink such water because it contains high salt concentration. And if you consume this water for several days, there is a high tendency that it will kill you. This reality is a simple principle called osmosis. And I know you are familiar with the word, but let me refresh you even further. You see, osmosis is the movement of water molecules from a solution with a high concentration of water molecules to a solution with a lower concentration of water molecules through a cell's partially permeable membrane. And what this means is that the movement occurs to balance the concentration on both sides of the membrane, and it doesn't stop until the concentration becomes balanced. So if too much of the salty water is being consumed, it in turn absorbs the fresh water from the cells in the gut, which is a long pipe that aids digestion of water and food in your body. And eventually it leads to something called terminal dehydration. Now, terminal dehydration is the dehydration to the point of death. And you know what? Today, I see so many people getting dehydrated of ideas, thus draining the life out of their creative juice. Now, before we move further, here's full disclosure. Today's episode has nothing to do with water, with sailors, salt, or even osmosis. Okay. Well, it has everything to do with you and your thoughts being in check. After listening to today's episode of the podcast, you will learn how to identify your most valuable idea, preserve it, and get the best out of it to reach your full potential. Another thing you'll learn is an important lesson from two different generations of sailors and how you can adopt their survival tricks to become better. You don't have to fret or feel lost. You're listening to Jerry Abbey Space. My name is JD Prince, and I'm your host for this episode. You see, your mind is just like a ship right in the middle of an ocean with abundance of thoughts. Fact is, one 2020 study suggested that humans have more than 6,000 thoughts per day. Like, multiply that in 7 days. I guess abundance is an understatement. But here's where things get interesting. It is not about what is available, but more about what's available for use. Over 42,000 thoughts per week. How many of these thoughts are available for your use? I want you to think about that for a minute. Think about it. Truth is, it all depends on you, your choice of environment, your friends, you know, the things you choose to see and listen to. They all have great impact on the degree of how useful your thoughts can be. Now, there are various types of thoughts that run through our mind, and they all carry immense power. But for the sake of this pod, I will reduce it to three basic types of thoughts. Now, the first is the negative thoughts. They refer to the cognitive patterns or mental processes that focus on pessimistic, self-critical, or undesirable aspects of oneself, others, or situation. These thoughts often contribute to feelings of sadness, anxiety, or stress, and can impact one's overall well-being. So let's say, for example, if you are having the feeling of self-doubt, fear of failure, or assuming the worst outcome in different situations, you should know that you are being clouded with negative thoughts. While positive thoughts are cognitive patterns or mental processes that focus on optimistic, encouraging, and constructive aspects of oneself, others, or situations. Now, these thoughts often promote feelings of happiness, confidence, and motivation, contributing to a more optimistic outlook on life. So, in this case, it is always self-affirmations, embracing challenges as opportunities for growth, and finding silver linings in difficult situations is what occupies your thoughts in this case. And finally, we have the inquisitive thought. This thought sparks your critical thinking ability. It refers to mental processes that involve curiosity, questioning, and a desire to seek knowledge or understanding about a particular topic, concept, or situation. So anytime that you are filled with inquisitive thoughts, this is what you will notice. You will notice that you are motivated to explore and learn more. You know, you are asking questions and seeking answers to deepen your understanding of the world around you. This can lead to insightful discoveries, something that you never thought about, something that blows your mind away. It happens every now and then when you are soaked deep into the ocean of inquisitive thoughts, right? Yeah, and it's often broadens your perspective on various subjects. If you've been following me carefully, you must have noticed that they all deal with how you perceive yourself, life, and the world around you. Look, the most important perception is your perception, and this is because your perception becomes your reality. I remember reading somewhere that old age is not in numbers, but your mind. Well, it's safe to say your thoughts. Same goes with beauty, with money, strength, weakness, health, success, failure, pain, you name it. Your thoughts control your feelings and mood, and in turn, your mood affects everything you do, including your actions. You see, everything you've been listening to is only but a build-up. You need to brace up and listen closely to the next few minutes, because that's where the spice is, the real meat, that's where it is. But first, let's relax a bit, relax your nerves, just calm down and let it all sink in. Yeah, now let's get back to action. You see, the end product of your lucky thoughts becomes your ideas, and that is possible because you made an informed decision about all those thoughts. The reason behind that is relative to you. It has a lot to do with your preferences, your goals, beliefs, and the likes. They all affect the kind of choices you make. Without ideas, no one can be creative enough to either create something or prefer solutions to certain issues in the world. You see, being creative is not some superpower thing. It's in you. You are unique in your own way. You are real. You are powerful. You are gorgeous. You are just what you are. You know, priceless. And this is no motivation. It's pure fact. You can't unleash it if you can't see it yourself. Look, everything you need to be, anything you want to be is right there within you, and all I ask of you right now is to look within. You know, to get potable water, ancient sailors carry lots of pots of waters into the ship using preservatives to prevent it from growing bacteria. At this time, they were depending on external sources for survival, but honestly, it was costing them energy and time. As the most time used at the seaport during this era was used in filling pots with potable water. Strenuous time, fam. And what has this got to do with you? Simple stuff. If you've abandoned that inner part of you and you're now depending on what some authority, influencer, or even your idols have to say without checking if they do tally with that inner piece of you, my dear, you're only wasting time. And this is my candid advice. Let their words inspire you, but that which is within you, that which is inside of you, let it lead you. That is where your energy lives. That is where your life begins. That is your customized swagger. Don't let anyone take it away from you.